Now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Madu.
735 Small Business Heroes. If you just joined us, we were talking to Peter Stewart from Mailboxes, etc., just getting the lowdown on outsourcing all of our printing document services. Pardon me, can't call it printing document services and shipping. We're joined actually in the studio. Now we've got our sales and marketing segment, and the sales and marketing segment, a little bit different. We haven't covered retail before, but we're joined in the studio with Mike Kelly, who's a franchisee at a Buck or Two store. So welcome to the studio, Mike.
Thanks, James.
And what I wanted to do today is, I personally don't have a background in retail, so what I want to do is I wanted to get the lowdown on the sales and marketing aspects that you look at when you're in a retail environment. Now, where's your store, Mike?
I'm at the Merivale Mall in Nepean.
Merivale Mall. So we've got to plug in for the mall now. It's a Buck or Two stores at Merivale Mall. And Mike's in the same situation, that Peter was, in that how many Buck or Twos are there?
There's 300 Buck or Two store, franchise stores and corporate stores right across Canada from Newfoundland right to British Columbia.
And there's close to a dozen here in Ottawa.
Yeah, we've got at least a dozen here in Ottawa and more on the fringes and the Quebec side in the valley as well.
Okay. So one of the things that, you know, you walk in the mall, sort of run us through what you look at. You're in a retail mall environment. What are the things that you look at in terms of the storefront, the sales, and the merchandising?
Yeah, when you go into any retail mall, you're basically looking at a full mix of stores that are somewhat different. You're dealing with some of the big names that are out there that are corporately owned, like Hudson's Bay and Sears and these guys. And in the middle, you have a lot of the smaller retailers, such as myself, who are franchised that really form the mix of the mall and are part of the flavor of the mall that bring people to that particular mall to shop on a regular basis. And that's what you're looking for. You're a regular shopper at that specific location.
Okay, so that if when you're picking a mall, for example, or a space to get into, you're obviously looking not just at the location, but you want to know who else is in the mall as well.
Yeah, if you have a good mix, a couple good anchors and
Now explain an anchor. So if someone doesn't know what an anchor is, what's an anchor?
Okay, an anchor is a large retailer or a large store at one end that has probably a national draw to it, a very well known, that is shopped by the majority of people in the area.
Okay. So you've got an anchor there. You've got a good mix. What else are you looking for?
Well, what you're looking for is to be able to grow a business or build a business based on a clientele that you want to shop in your store. And you really have to decide who is your customer. Who do you want your customer to be, and be able to position yourself in such a way that you cater to that customer. In my particular case, I'm a dollar store, okay? I carry merchandise up to $2, but never over $2. So I have to be able to set my store up and merchandise my store so that anybody who comes into the store knows that they're looking for merchandise, a good quality merchandise, at $1 or $2 price points and a little bit in between.
Okay, so one of the things that sort of struck me is that, you know, you have to know that set demographic or that set group of people that you're marketing to always.
Yeah, I think that's part of when you sit down to do your business plan to start, you look at a wide variety of categories. One of them, you know, of course, is on the financial side is what are you looking for your sales to be, okay? What do you want your margin to be? And how are you going to get there? So that's where you have to look at the other side in considering how many customers you're going to need to drive the business, what kind of a mix are you going to have to sell of products to obtain the margin to stay in business, and more importantly, what kind of customer is it going to be? Young families you're going to really try and cater to? Is it going to be some of the senior citizens? Or is it going to be a mix of everybody to be able to build a business and grow the business?
Okay, and that really ties in again to knowing the demographic, but that also affects on what it is that you actually carry in terms of product.
Sure. The product selection is probably the number one priority when you're starting it as a small businessman, because that is your bread and butter. What you buy, you really have to sell it. You can't sit with product on the shelf that won't turn. And, you know, in a dollar store business, when you set up your business plan, everybody wants to be able to sell as much as they can. But realistically, when you sit and look at it, you have to be able to obtain a certain number of turns a year.
Okay, now explain what, for people who don't know what an inventory turn is, what's a turn?
Oh, okay. Inventory turn would be the number of times that you sell through your inventory.
Okay, so if you buy 14 cases of X.
Mm-hmm, you have to sell that 14 cases within a certain number of days. Most retailers, if they can turn their inventory every 8 or 9 times a year, then they're going to be in very good shape.
In good shape.
Everything else is in order.
And what are those everything else's that need to be in order? What are some of those as soon as someone says something, there's another something else has to be in order, I want to know what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Every company is different and every business is different. But in the case of the dollar store business or as my store, for example, going into it, it's a very simple business. If you can do sales of 10% of your rent, and you can do, in order to do that, pay 11% in payroll costs to do it, and everything else being equal, you will be able to, at the end of the year, net up 10% or around 10% as long as you can maintain a margin after shrink of about 42 points.
Okay, so now you're using some retail terms here, shrink.
Yeah, shrink is what we, in the retail, we use as the phrase which includes markdowns, damages, pilferage, theft, and items that have to be thrown out because they just don't sell.
They just don't sell. They're end of line.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and that's got to be a big issue in the retail environment, specifically for you.
It is. And that's one part of the business that comes right off the bottom line. As much as you budget for it going into your plan, if you go over the 5%, which we allow, it has to come off the bottom line. There's no other place for it. Your sales may be in line. Your margin may be in line. But nothing else matters.
So we had talked, obviously, a little bit earlier before the show, and we talked about some ratios that that you keep track of. And it seems to me that once you get those ratios okay, it's just a case of duplicating them over and over again.
Pretty much so. What you have to do, though, is you have to stay informed. And a lot of small businessmen that I know tend to take it for granted that things will be okay once they have their business plan. But it takes a long time to build a proper sales base and to maintain it. And at the same time, the margin cannot change overnight. If your margin starts sliding and after 2 months you look at it and it's already dropped 2 points, you can't turn it around that quickly. You really have to be able to look at it monthly or weekly. And if you've got a problem, then address it in terms of your buying procedures.
And that's when you use the experts like the accountant and those other people to help you.
Yeah, they're all part of the team. But again, being an entrepreneur, you really don't have the luxury of a budget to include a lot of these people.
Yeah, fair enough. So, and what are the three things and that you can, if someone's looking at retail or they want to know about a franchise situation, what are three quick sort of checklists or items that you would want to talk to them about?
First of all, you'd have to look at sales. How are you going to get sales? Item selection. Be very focused in what you're buying. The second one would have to be in the accounting side, which is margin. Margin is so, so important. Treat it with respect. Bring it along. Watch it. And it will either be your best friend or your worst friend. And the third thing that you have to look at, because you're dealing in retail, you're dealing with people and customers, is that what I call customer service is happiness. Do whatever it takes to make the customer happy. And sometimes it's not easy, but what my goal is every time a customer goes through my cash, sometimes they're not. Everyone loves to shop, but the point that some people don't like is the actual handling over the cash. So try and make them as happy as possible. So the second they walk out your door, they will, in their mind, they'll come back because they were happy.
Perfect. Well, if you just joined us, we've been talking to Mike Kelly, who's an owner of the Buck or Two at the Merivale Mall. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate you coming out tonight.
Well, thank you, James.
So there we've got a totally different perspective on things. Normally, we're doing high-tech or business-to-business. We've got the retail environment. So I hope you took some notes there and were paying attention. We're going to be right back after the break here. We've got Craig Barrows joining us from CompuSmart. This is James Maduke. You're listening to Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on CFRA's Business at Night, brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center, MaxDBC, and the Business Development Bank of Canada.